Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Homemade Scat Porn.
Isn't that pretty? What are you going to do, honey? You going to get brown? You going to get brown?
I'm going to get brown for you, baby.
Are you going to get brown? Okay. Yeah, I think it's going to get nice and brown. Look at that. Look what we're going to get brown here. Oh, yeah. Is that fingernail full? Oh, it is. All right. I'm going to come up and let's see. Yeah. Let's clean up your fingernail. Yeah, clean up your fingernail. Yeah, chew up your first piece. Yeah. Baby happy. Little shitty happy.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Yes, hey freaks, Demented with you back for the Wednesday edition of DV. Very busy day. I got a brand new DVDA at 3 p.m. Eastern time. If you're around, check it out. If you're not, you can always catch it on the archives. If you are a Sideshow member. Speaking of which, if you are thinking about becoming a member, now would be a good time. It's been a very slow month for Timmy Boo when it comes to I don't know why. I hope it's not a trend. I hope it's more of a fluke, but could really use some yearly signups. Just a few. So if you're thinking about signing up for a yearly membership, do so right now. Speaking of financial disastrophe, and I'm pretty sure that's a word I just made up. You know who has it really tough? And Sideshow Freaks will know about this because I mentioned it on the extended portion yesterday. Jan Terry, who is an awful Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. Actually, before Linda Finkel was even active, Jan Terry had a bunch of music videos that were produced on like VHS. They found their way online. She's kind of like Jack Rebney. You know what I mean? The Winnebago guy. This video existed before the internet, and now, thanks to YouTube, she's become a huge star. Not earning a single cent from her videos, though. She hasn't figured out a way to monetize this. Here's one of her songs. This is Journey to Mars. Like a rock song. That would have been like early 90s, maybe. She's produced some new work since realizing she's big on the internet. And we'll get to that in just a second. This is like sci-fi.
Come and take a journey to Mars.
Right? Awful.
We'll show you a place you've never been.
This is worse than Linda Finkel, right?
It'll be such an adventure for you.
So now that she's a big star, she produced a Christmas video. I think it was last Christmas. Here we go. It's all about Santa Claus.
Where's Mike Patino at?
What is she saying right there? I think she's asking Santa for something.
Where's Mike Patino at?
Like, she's great. I mean, she's got like some sort of speech impediment. She can't talk properly. And she's asking for some sort of Cristino lamp. I don't know what that is.
Where's Mike Patino at?
Cristino head. I don't know what she's saying. Regardless, Jan Terry's in some financial trouble. She can't pay her rent. She's facing eviction. So there's this website, Indiegogo, that is trying to raise money, $3,000 specifically, to help her out. They've raised only 550. Yesterday it was at 445. They've raised a little more, but it's slow going. So if you are a fan of Jan Terry, if you get some sort of enjoyment out of her music, maybe you would like to help her. I'll put a link on today's show notes so you can do that, or maybe my Facebook page or something. Just thought I'd mention that again. Because I was watching that Christmas video, and I'm like, what the hell is she saying? I can't understand when she's talking.
Where's Mike Patino at?
I don't know. For the life of me, I've watched this 18 times, and I can't decipher it. I don't know why I'm telling you guys to donate to Jan Terry when I just told you that I'm having a slow side show. Fuck that. Donate to me if you like the show. Show at distortedview.com. That's my PayPal address. All right. Hey, I've got this great video. There's a new CEO of Yahoo. It's like the fourth CEO in like 3 years or something. They're having some problems over there. So this bitch, it's a woman. A woman CEO? I know. I thought that was a little weird, too. But whatever, I would not invest heavily in Yahoo right now. All right, so this woman is from Google. She's kind of like a top bitch over there. that's on her business card, on her Google business card. Top bitch. No, she's very high up on the Google food chain. She's an executive over there, and she's been tapped to become the new CEO of Yahoo. Very pretty girl, right, as far as CEOs go. And what I found interesting, though, is that someone has compiled every instance of when she's been speaking in public and telling a joke or laughing. She's got the strangest laugh, and I can't tell if this is like a nerd laugh. Like, she's a girl nerd. You know, like, you know how nerds laugh? Not like like that. Or if she's got a problem, because I go back and forth. I'm like, oh, she's, you know, it's just a cute laugh. And then I'm like, whoa, what the hell is wrong with her? Take a listen.
What do you do all day? And, I think we should probably change things up a bit.
It's very interesting because she'll start laughing, right? Why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the other side. Oh! And then she'll start to continue on talking. But anyway, but she'll still have like some residual laughter. But anyways, back to the topic here. Yeah. Right? She reminds me of, there's that old Saturday Night Live skit with Jim Brewer, like Goat Boy, where he's like a talking goat. And he just, I can't, you know, he'll be talking normal and then all of a sudden go into, you know, or whatever. Some donkey or whatever.
And, I think we should probably change things up a bit. So I think that around the things that we've learned at Google, and they're like, I'm brilliant. Click. And so it turns out, like, you know, flattery really does get you everywhere. So I date. And three of them.
And I've noticed a lot of times when she's laughing, no one else is laughing. It's kind of like when I make a joke.
Asked for. Yeah. That one isn't as much of a shocker to me. And, you know, so one of our first iterations. It's a hard question. I think. and my associates found that hilarious, right? The bubble never burst here.
Is that a nervous laugh, do you think?
There's one key difference.
I could just listen to this all day and try to figure out what's going on.
So we were very focused on becoming profitable from, okay? Or legible.
Oh, you get the idea. I posted this video on my my Facebook page, facebook.com/distortedviewshow, all one word. Like us, like me. Me. It's really just me, us. There's no us in this big Distorted View organization. But, you know, when I say us, I mean me and the show. I'm also on Twitter, @DistortedView. Hey, Fat Man is back and retired again. I've finally figured out what he does. So Fat Man comes out of retirement when he wants something, like donations. Maybe I should start doing that. You know, I'm bitching about money. All right, I'm coming back to do a show. Give me donations, and then I'll do another program for you. And if not, I'll just retire. So Fat Man comes out of retirement, asks for money, pizza, you know, and then we'll produce a video and then just retire again. So here Fat Man is singing a song, right? And he's singing the classic Yankee Doodle. I don't know why. So stupid.
Oh, fucking bitch-ass thieves in a woman's highway, lurking vagina!
I don't know. Again, I can't. Is there something wrong with my ears today? I don't understand anything that I'm playing. Shaking his tits.
Right now, for your enjoyment, I am going to sing Yankee Doodle.
He's got a mic and everything.
A little bit of cocoa.
Fatman's taking a sip, and I'm taking a sip. Today, I am not drinking a Red Bull. I am drinking a Polar Pop from Circle K. And they have their own energy drink in their fountain called Go Ape. I don't know what flavor it is. I thought it was grape, because that would make sense. Go Ape, grape. But it's some sort of, like, berry flavor. Joey taught me how to do this. He taught me this trick. You take half Go Ape and half Mountain Dew, and it provides quite a kick, and it's delicious. I'm going to end up just like Fat Man.
The Tiger thing, yeah, you.
If you have Circle K's in your area, I highly recommend the Go Ape. Come on. Do you really need... What is he doing? The backing track there. He actually has a karaoke version of Yankee Doodle.
Doodle with the counter, I'm not a pony. This is getting cold as egg roll.
But this he's already gagging on his fat. That man has really gained even more weight, believe it or not. I don't think he could even wear a shirt if he wanted to. You know, Fat Man has come in and out of retirement a bunch since the last time I played him, and I've just given up because he doesn't really do anything. I thought this was kind of interesting because it was so bad, and like even aside from the music being bad, Yankee Doodle, he can't really sing, and like the camera angle's all fucked up. Like all you really see is his tit, his big fat sloppy, tit. And when I look at it, I'm just like, I wonder what's under there. You know, if you lifted up that breast, what you would find, I'm sure there'd be like Cheetos, some, I don't know, hairballs or something. And then I'm like, I wonder if Chris washes under the breast. You know, we've seen him take showers and stuff like that. I don't remember him lifting his tit and wiping. It can't smell good. Part of me wants to sniff it or have someone sniff it and describe what the hell's going on under there. All right, so that's Yankee Doodle Dandy. I mean, I could play more if you want, but... That's quite enough. Thank you, Chris. Moving on, let's listen to some aggressive tranny sex. In this clip, the tranny is fucking the guy. Fantastic. Oh,
yeah.
You'll switch a room. That's the tranny talking, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Take my cock. This guy getting nailed. He's got some Mardi Gras beads around his neck. Yeah. He really is the woman. Show us your tits. What? Why? I'm a guy. Okay. He will just do anything.
Fucking come.
Now she's jerking him off.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah? You like his buck fart?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not necessarily a hot scene. Now, I guess the train is going to take his load in her mouth. Animals. Okay, all right, you get the idea there. Finally, before we get into the news today, there are a lot of modeling agencies out there. They're always looking for hot, young, fresh faces. And they're only interested in, insanely, like, freakishly good-looking people. That's who gets work, right? Well, what happens if you're a casting director for a movie or something, and you need to find someone who's not super good-looking? Who are you going to turn to? Well, there's a modeling agency out there that caters to a very specific group of people, the Uglies. As a matter of fact, the name of the modeling agency is the Ugly Modeling Agency. So if you are a hideous freak, you can still be a model.
It's auditions day at the Ugly Modeling Agency.
People always ask me, are you a boy or a girl? Or is that? So I thought,
stop right there. That's the look we're going for. We don't know if you're a man or a woman. They're cocking those pants.
Just short and sweet. Just talk to the camera. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I think the number one trait that an ugly model's got to have is what I repeat over and over again, to be comfortable in their own skin.
And really, really hideous. This isn't your run-of-the-mill fugs.
Part of the auditions, every kind of character you can think of, from fat to thin to large to small, and I'll never know what I'm actually looking for until they come through the door. Reason being, because we are a character model agency, so character means absolutely every kind of character you can think of.
That's fantastic. Great. Yeah. It's a great look for us, yeah, brilliant.
Mark chose the name of his agency with care.
The reason that we use ugly is because why not? It's such a powerful word. And everyone thinks of a certain way, and it's so great to have...
Who's your representation? Ugly modelling agency. That's who I work with.
Unusual-looking person, and put them under the category of being...
Why can they call it unusual? Unusual modelling agency.
Ugly.
Who's the French?
Make these poor people feel bad.
Good morning. Have you missed
me, sir? No. Del's not the kind of guy you'd expect to see on a catwalk.
I think I sort of...
But he's one of Mark's top models.
I just think it'd be good to get some real nice new images of you. Because I think it's looking just a little bit dated, isn't it, today?
Dale is not the conventional good-looking boy, you know. He's got buck teeth, he's got, you know, sticky-out ears. He's not what people say is the normal-looking, really, because he is quite ugly, really. But ugly in a great way. I mean, I love his features. I mean, I think he's quite striking.
What you mean is he makes you lots of money.
I don't see myself as ugly. I see myself as...
Like, he can't even talk properly. Because, oh, Jesus Christ. I got to play this on DVD-A so you guys can see it. This was something that was broadcast on National Geographic Television.
Cool, dark and handsome. I'm a model, innit? When I was growing up, I never thought...
Of course, he's British. Explains the fucked up teeth. I love how he's like, I don't think I'm ugly. I'm a model, after all. Yeah, for the ugly model agency. Jesus Christ. He's ugly and he's not that bright. All right, but I'm sure he's making way more money than me. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, upside down news right next. You've been listening to Distorted View for a while. It is time for you to step up and ensure that this program continues on for a long, long time. Sign up for the Sideshow right now. It's not a fucking charity case. You actually get something out of it. When you sign up and become a Sideshow member, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Well over 1,500 at this point. Plus, every week we do bonus content for you guys. Extended shows like the one yesterday. I think we did like 20 minutes. Tomorrow's program is going to be just for paying members. Don't forget the entire archive of DVDA, our live video cast, is only available on the Sideshow. I posted Monday's show, and I'll be doing one today as well. So sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, three very quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. This one comes from New York. A U.S. man having the world's largest penis was frisked by federal agents at San Francisco on July 9th. Suspicion rose due to Jonah Falcon's package, and because I'm a journalist, I'm not just going to take, some fucking fly-by-night news organization's word for it. So I had to do a Google image search for Jonah Falcon, and Jesus effing Christ, that guy has a massive member. It is 14 inches long. I believe he holds the Guinness Book of World Records record for, largest member. And these are like 14 inches. It's 14 real inches. It's not like, guys say like, oh, I've got a 9-inch cock, when really it's like 7 on a good day. You know what I mean? They always add like an inch or two. This is real. Like, they did a comparison and they said basically from your elbow to your like wrist is how long this guy's penis is. And it's about just as thick. So yeah. You know, when these, TSA agents or whatever, TSA people, security agents, whatever, federal agents, spotted this guy who's probably wearing tight pants. You can see the outline of his cock. They didn't know it was a ginormous penis. You see, he tapes his penis down to his leg, I think. Otherwise, it's just flopping all about. All right. According to the Huffington Post, the 41-year-old man from Brooklyn, owner of the world's largest recorded penis, which measures over a foot in length, 14 inches, had been stopped while flying from San Francisco to New York. Falcon said that he had not been excited over the unwanted attention, you see, but airport guards raised doubt over the appearance of a possible security threat. And I don't even think his penis is hard. You know what I mean? Like, that's 14 inches just normal. I don't even think he can get hard at that point. There's just, it just requires too much blood to get... So he's just constantly at this state. So it's 14 inches all the time. It's incredible. Can any woman even take this? I'm sure some of my lady freaks would like to try. You fucking sluts. Surly. Chickadee. Yeah, I'm looking at you, you fucking cock-hungry fiends. I'm just kidding. You're my princesses. All right, the agents used a body scanner, a metal detector, and padded his pants with powder. You know, to get the outline of his penis. Oh, there's the mushroom head. Okay, everything checks out. They were checking for bioweapons. One even asked if he had some sort of growth. You know, cancer? A tumor of the dick or something? So there you go. That's Jonah Falcon. Man with the world's largest penis. It's hard. Not really, but, you know, I mean, it's hard to go through life with that. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Shout out to Timmy Boo of distortedview.com from Florida, our most fucked up state. Shout out to Timmy Boo, nigga.
Yes, Jacksonville, Florida, to be specific. When police broke up a weekend house party in Jacksonville, the party continued at a nearby Walmart Supercenter. There's some TNB going on here. Jacksonville sheriff's officials say hundreds of people, mostly teenagers, caused havoc in Walmart Saturday night. A three-minute video posted on YouTube, I have it here, I'll be playing it on DVDA today, shows the flash mob of teens tossing produce, riding in shopping carts, and mugging for the camera. And mugging in general, right? Walmart spokeswoman Deanna G., says store officials are reviewing the video. She says employees did as they were trained. Could you imagine? I mean, there it looked like there were hundreds of black people just entering, like fleeing into a Walmart. I would be scared as a white man, as an extremely white person. I would be scared shitless. I'd be hiding, you know, behind. I'd find a way to crawl into a beer cooler or something, and then stack the beer up so the people couldn't see me or something. I don't know. All right. Police say officers were called to a home earlier Saturday to help with crowd control when a party got out of hand. As the partygoers left, many headed to the store about 2 miles away. Yeah, let's continue this party at Walmart. The property damage to the store was minimal, estimated at $1,500. That's not minimal, in my opinion. One man was reportedly shot in the thigh, okay? Something that typically doesn't happen during flash mobs. One man was reportedly shot in the thigh as the house party was breaking up, and more shots fired were reported at the Walmart. A sheriff's office report states that shots fired at Walmart were just into the air and no one was injured. Yeah, but if you're firing a gun in a store, the bullet's going to go somewhere. You know, it's going to, you know, hit the ceiling or wall or, you know, cooler or something. The person who was shot at the house party has non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone with information about the suspects in either incident is asked to contact the police. Final story we have for you today. Oh, this one. I mean, if there was ever a reason, if you were thinking about watching DVDA at some point, today would be a great episode because I've got so many videos that accompany these news stories. This last one comes from Boston. A woman on a motorized scooter. So, you know, you already know this is going to be great, right? If there's a video that's involved with this. Oh, a woman on a motorized scooter fell down an escalator. All right. So this woman was trying to go up an escalator, but she's in like a wheelchair pretty much. She's not a rascal. She's immobile. She can't move. All right. So I don't know why she thought she could do this, but she thought that the motorized scooter would be okay going up the escalator. And of course, it wasn't. And what's great about the video is, she doesn't even get up like one part of the escalator. Like it's just really, really started to take off and she flips backwards, right? But the escalator doesn't stop. It continually runs. So, and she keeps going up the stairs and flipping over and some guy is running down to try to help her and he can't. Oh, it's just fantastic. On Friday, the 56-year-old woman from South Boston was attempting to ride her scooter up an escalator at the Broadway MBTA station, but flipped over a couple of times, then fell down. Surveillance cameras showed other passengers and workers rushing to her aid. Finally, someone switched off the escalator, which was a smart move. smart move. I'm sorry, I'm burping up my my Polar Pop now. She managed to walk away from the incident. The MBTA is installing more surveillance cameras throughout the system to help passengers and alert them to accidents like this one. It doesn't surprise me that this woman is physically disabled, because she doesn't seem like she's that bright. I can understand that maybe, you know, she's the type of person that would fall asleep on train tracks or something. Just not very bright. Like, going up an escalator with a big fucking motorized wheelchair, of course that's not going to work out. Officials hope that adding more cameras will also help cut down on crime. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, here we go. Love hearing from you freaks. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, Tim? This is Session Member CJ calling from Seattle. Haven't called in for a while, but love the show.
Thank you.
You've been doing a great job. And I kind of wanted to address your issue of what to do with your cum after you after you're done jerking off.
There's been a lot of jerk off and cum talk recently on the show. And, very personal cum talk. My cum tastes like butter, apparently.
Here's what I do. I go to Ross or Marshall's. You guys, I don't know if you guys have that out there.
We have Marshall's, like the store, like the clothing store.
And just get some cheap hand towels.
Oh, okay, yes.
And get like as many of them as you need to get through to your next laundry day, and just use those. And you could just, you know,
that's true.
Toss
hand
into
towels
it
are
and
good.
And then throw it in the hamper, and then, you know, whatever, yeah, your laundry. I mean,
I've actually seen like bath towels that have like in script, like it's like they say cum rag or something on it.
It's cum, not shit. So
yeah, I mean, cum comes out in the wash. I've used socks and stuff like that before.
Hey, dang it, Tim. Good to know you're jizzing in your hand and wiping all over yourself before, yep, you get to the sink to wash it up, you fucking fairy. Anyways, how's your eyes coming? You said you're clearing that shit up, you know, trying to look more presentable than you are, which is a monumental feat because, man, you're a fucking piece of work to look at.
Thank
anyways, you.
You
said that you don't like staring at your...
I'm a model, by the way.
...boyfriends in the eyes, and you like dim the lights because you're just so gross.
Really?
Why is that, Tim? Why can't you just accept being the gross, disgusting pig like Fat Man?
I am not like Fat Man. That's a whole other level.
What up, Nick? Incognito.
Hi, Incognito.
I just wanted to comment on...
Very attractive, by the way.
July 11th
dare you.
Show. You made mention of something about what men and women thought pussy juice and cum tasted like.
That's right.
I was surprised that none of them had mentioned a handful of pennies. I know,
oh,
my experience,
yeah,
a couple of times
that I've heard that too.
Dined on the vagina. It kind of had a coppery, kind of,
yeah,
metallic taste.
Yeah, metallic taste.
And a couple of my friends have mentioned that as well. So I just wanted to call them with my experience to say vagina tastes
like a bunch of copper pennies.
Like a mouthful of pennies.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you very much for that.
Hey, Tim. I'm calling right back because my previous message was a total train wreck, so I hope you just deleted it.
Well, I'm letting you do a do-over.
And start up after this. Hey, Tim. This is Cave Monkey. I was just calling to let you know that this morning I actually stopped Sextastic Tuesday before you got to the story, because the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 months, I've been getting strangely aroused during Sextastic Tuesday. Not quite enough to go to adamandeve.com and use
coupon code
freak at checkout.
It's a very awesome deal our friends at Adam and Eve have, and I have to mention it all the time. 50% off just about any item. Go to adamandeve.com right now. They've got 20,000 adult products. You know, stuff for her, stuff for him. You know, we're talking dildos, vibrators, pocket pussies, stuff to come inside. I bet you they have cum rags there. Enter coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. You'll get 50%, the 50, that's half off just about any item, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift. All of that is going to receive free shipping when you use that coupon code. Again, FREAK or DV, one or the other.
But it's been kind of strange. So thank you for contributing to my sexual dysfunction.
You are welcome.
So anyway, that's what I wanted to let you know about.
I do what I can. All right, couple more here.
Hey, Tim, this is your Republican Christian Juggalo sideshow freak.
Quite a combination.
TV here. I was listening to you talk about the sexual art of I can't remember what it was called, Frieza or whatever,
mm-hmm.
where they basically don't come for months.
Yeah.
And I have to say, it sounds to me like that's heterosexual edging, and I noticed that you didn't think of
it. Well, because it's not edging. You know, edging, there's a definite end. You know what I mean? Like, yes, they will masturbate for, like, 8 hours or 12 hours, but this crazo or whatever goes on for months. Right? I mean, it's all about not
what
coming.
I have to say, I agree with you. What exactly is the fucking point of having sex and not coming?
I was watching this video series, like this woman gives advice or whatever, and this couple, ever since this broad has given birth, she hasn't wanted to have sex, but, you know, once a week she'll like give it up to him and let him fuck her, but she's just not into it. And so the therapist said, basically, look, you know, for the next month, Jesus Christ, month, don't have sex. Just simply, you know, kiss and that's it. And then after a week or something, you can touch her body, not her like breast or cunt in an erotic way. Just touch her body, you know, lightly brush up against it. And then at the 3 week mark, you could sort of like mess around with the boob, not the nipple. And, you know, it's just you have to like sort of build up. And does that really work? My question is, you know, you're just gonna get horny. You know, do you really want to be with this person specifically? No, you just, at some point after being teased for so long, you're just like, I will fuck anything that moves. And I don't think that's necessarily good for the relationship. Like, yeah, you'll be into sex that one time, and then afterwards, you're back to square one. Just find a new partner.
Hey, Tim, it's Jody, Lifetime Sideshow member.
Hi, Jody.
I'm calling.
To say I love you.
They never do this. I never complain about you. But, oh, my God, I am listening to your July 7th show, and you keep interrupting the video so much you are driving me up the fucking wall today.
So occasionally I will do that.
Oh, my God. I love you to death. I do. You're the greatest. But play the video and then talk because you're driving me nuts. You interrupted the same video. The person got two words out. Like, two freaking words.
Yeah, I think I do remember doing that.
And you interrupted it 7 times, and then you would just rewind it and start over again, and then interrupt it again.
I know. Well, listen, I want to play it, but then I, you know, when I have something to say, I want to get it out because I'll forget. You see, I've got a horrible, horrible memory, and if I don't say something right away, then it's lost in the ether. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it okay? Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget DVDA today at 3 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, tomorrow we've got a Sideshow exclusive program. So sign up for the Sideshow right now if you're not a member. Otherwise, we'll see you back on Friday and the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
I've injected my knee with my feces, 120 cc's under my kneecap, just liquefied and pump it in.